Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
benefits gained through standardizing of science demonstrations. Peter Colin Hill, Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute, Glenbrook, NSW, Australia. We propose that the majority of science classroom and lecture demonstrations can be more effectively stored and exhibited using portable transparent boxes. Currently, typical experiments are bespoke contraptions with a layout that parallels textbook-lying drawings. Each demonstration enjoys a limited time in the spotlight, for if they do their job successfully, it is unlikely the same audience will require a second showing. Unpacking, assembly, repacking, and storage are details involved in the delivery of science education that are taken for granted. The proposed design simplifies these steps and leverages the efficiencies of existing and emerging stock control systems embedded in modern manufacturing and commerce. We have developed a system of solutions that covers a wide range of experiments so that once the user is familiar with the operation of one demonstration, others using that use the same system seems intuitive. To scope these solutions, we selected a variety of experiments that targeted different audiences. Each experiment was systematically prototyped through concept, research, and production phases. This approach generates a considerable number of prototypes in order to adequately cover a broad range of experiments and objectives. In this paper, we focus discussion on a prototypical demonstration of an electromagnet that shows to advantage the proposed packaging solution. The aim of the electromagnet prototype was to develop systems that would interact with young and hesitant learners. The build used surplus components left over from the research and production phases of other experiments. The large bore solenoid we used was left over from the research phase prototype of a quantum oscillation demonstration that in its production phase used a smaller bore. The Arduino current controller was recovered from destructive testing of a production prototype. At each stage of the design process, young students were consulted to discover what they thought would work best with kids. The prototype package was constructed by welding two 25mm high of four document cases together. This was achieved by stacking one box on top of the other, then opening the lid and using a soldering iron to melt circular holes in the base of the upper box that extended through the lid of the lower box. When the molten plastic from the two boxes merged and cooled, it hardens and fuses the boxes together. The hot soldering iron was variously used to cut large access holes and an array of wire feed-throughs. Brass wire was fed through holes, then looped over components and wiring to hold them in place. This provided a platform that could have the children's ideas running soon after they suggested them. When current was supplied to the solenoid, an axial magnetic field was created inside it. As the current changed direction, the polarity of the field reversed. With each field reversal, a small rare earth magnet would flip to align its poles. The suggestion that it might be more entertaining if the magnet was placed inside a rubber duck was simple to implement. Initially, it was puzzling to the children why they could not hear the tune that the duck was dancing to, but this was quickly resolved. Further accessories suggested and provided were a glowing dance floor and a nest for an egg that also dances when placed inside the solenoid duck pond. If for whatever reason the audience was not ready to unpack the science in the demonstration, there was an accessible fallback narrative. Children would look for the on switch and various controls. Capacitive switches were added to initiate dancing, control tempo and step through reversing the current one note at a time. Children guided the refinement of these controls by showing their toys, gaming apps or referring to try-me controls they had seen on store display stock. Realistically, these are just the initial steps in design for interactivity. It is an advantage to use the control literacy that the audience is acclimatized to. Understandably, teachers provided feedback related to instruction. They suggested inclusion of a liquid crystal display to show the frequency and period. They also suggested a compass to assist the visualization of fields. A gymboard compass that shows the three-dimensional nature of the field generated worked best in this role. A coil mounted on a probe connected to a galvanometer provides insight into magnetic induction. It was felt that a manual with content for junior, intermediate, and advanced descriptions would support the most effective demonstration for these audiences. Parents provided diverse feedback. The answer to the possibilities of the unit being made from recycled plastic and if it was possible for students to take home the demonstrations was, in principle, yes. It is also possible in principle for parents or enthusiasts to order a kit online and assemble it following video instructions. The open source development community around Arduino was a good reference to discuss how this solution could be realized. Not all suggestions lead to developments that can be trialed and evaluated. Some comments reflected well-established beliefs that at their heart are deep misconceptions. In education, solid bar magnets are most often used as a hands-on starting point for students can readily experiment. An explanation is offered that there are north monopoles embedded in the north pole of the magnet from which magnetic field lines radiate, making their way to the south pole and finishing on the respective south monopoles. With this explanation in mind, students can answer correctly most questions posed them at school, but are left wondering about the solenoid that has empty space where there should be poles. Another extremely common misconception is that the maximum force on a magnet is in the strongest magnetic fields. Cursory experiments with the solenoid will show that a magnetic dipole experiences the greatest drawing power at the steepest field gradients. Not just the solenoid demonstration, but all that have been worked on so far are affected to some degree by established poor quality explanations. Although this confusion cannot be designed out of the demonstrations, helpful manual appendices may deliver understanding in the longer term. Feedback can be variously responsive, speculative, entangled with misconceptions or combinations of these. Overviews provide a different level of insight. An item's package modifies how it we interact with it. That interaction multiplied across a system can be analogous to a phase transition to a lower entropy state. An example from physics would be the glass to crystal phase transition for honey. Another overview concept is using modeled future benefit as an asset to underwrite present development. This is at its heart the concept behind gaining qualifications, but for new ventures considered for companies it provides a clear example. The future benefit and a plan to be the beneficiary is at the heart of business cases put to company boards. Although such cases typically run into 30 pages, the term elevator pitch refers to a sharp situation analysis. Demonstrations are a limiting factor in science education. It is a cottage industry requiring process development and smart interfacing seen in consumer products.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.